Welcome to Gay Geek Bizarre Show, episode 15. It's a Wednesday, August 17, 2016. I am Nard.
And this is Ray.
And here we, it's a show, it's a podcast that we do that we talk about gay stories, geek topics, and weird shit. Sometimes we get some weird stories, some sad stories, some happy stories, some really bizarre shit.
Yeah.
But before we get to that, how was your weekend, Ray?
I was sick.
Sick. You're sick and tired, or just sick?
Just sick. I had the plague. Speaking of sick.
Why am I sitting here with you? Oh my God.
Speaking of sick, our prayers go out to Jay and Devin in Chicago.
Oh, that's right.
Because Jay has been having a hard time. So, and actually, he's the one, he got sick the other week, and he's the one that actually kind of said, well, if Jay's in the hospital, I better go to the doctor too, because if he's got pneumonia, I could get pneumonia too. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh. That might be what you have, right? But anyway, so Jay,
hang in there.
Do you have time for that?
I ain't got time for that.
Yeah, so Jay, get well soon. And also, Devin, keep strong over there in Chicago. Okay.
Yeah. Keep the pugs happy.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So last weekend, I was in California for
San Francisco.
To San Francisco. Well, that, well,
rice running.
No, it did not.
San Francisco treat.
Is it really? Yeah, it is. But I did something else. I did some family stuff, and you know, I told you earlier that I felt like Enron because I kept shredding paper, shredding documents.
Everything. Well, so, you were throwing old documents away that was 15 years old. So
yeah, that's right.
Just shredding,
just ripping it. And my fingers. Oh, it's a good thing I didn't get any paper cut because it's just way too many papers. So I saw my my folks last weekend. It's just really a quick weekend just to help out for some moving and everything. So that's the extent of my weekend. It's so tiring because you know when you do Priceline, it may be cheap. But they give you shitty schedules. Like,
how much money did you save?
$50.
I'd have paid the extra $50.
Exactly.
And just flown direct.
I would have. And then I could have saved more money.
Because you went, flew to New York and then to LA, right?
What?
I mean, San Francisco.
No. To Minneapolis.
Same thing.
Oh, that's right. No, it's a totally different place because it's got the Larry Craig stall. I was tapping my feet in one of the stalls and nothing's happening. No one's coming near me.
Yeah.
But I did see someone with a wide stance.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, not really, though. I can't even find it.
Did you run into any of your bear friends in Minneapolis?
No. It's the airport problem. There are some bears. There's a lot of bears in Minneapolis, but no. But Growler was really going wild that weekend. Uh-huh. But then, of course, I was just in transit in Minneapolis. So it's more in San Francisco. Growler was going crazy in San Francisco. So that was interesting.
Was it?
Yeah, it was.
So Asians are liked in San Francisco.
Yes, Asians are popular in San Francisco, which is kind of interesting. So what about you, Ray? You were just homesick?
I was homesick. I stayed here all weekend and pretty much didn't do anything.
What's your diet lately?
Very little, because they gave me antibiotics, so I didn't want to eat too much complicated food. So it's been pretty simple.
Oh, no. You know we have a swimming pool party this coming Saturday, right?
Well, if it's going to be raining like it has been all week, I don't think there's going to be a swimming pool party.
Well, we still have to go. I'm sure people will cancel. But yeah, we have a couple of friends, Chris and Romeo. They're going to have a pool party at their place this coming Saturday. And I don't know if people are going to come because of the rains. But I'll still be there. It's going to be fun.
Well, I'm sure people from Louisiana can just swim in.
That's right. Oh, yeah, I heard. I was chatting with someone. You said that it's really raining there in Louisiana and, Lafayette area.
I think French Quarter is the only dry place in the state, it sounds like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Mike was even telling me about, some flooding in some parts of the French Quarter. Actually, there was one place that it did flood.
Did it?
Yeah. Anyway, so let's get on with our stories for the week.
Okay. I got two little short ones here that I stuck under Gay for Entertainment because there are these two new movies that are coming out. And the first movie is called Spa Night, starring Joe Sio. Is that how you say it?
Sure.
Okay. As a Korean-American teen coming to terms with his sexuality while living with his immigrant parents, is set to premiere this week. Directed by Andrew Ahn. Spa Night was featured in this year's Sundance Film Festival and LA's Outfest. It follows David as he takes a job at an all-male Korean spa and struggles to reconcile his culture with his sexual awakening. Why don't we have a Korean spa here?
We don't. We do have... No.
We don't have a Japanese bathhouse here.
No, none. No.
There's supposed to be a really nice non-gay Japanese bathhouse in San Francisco.
Oh.
That you can go to.
But the only ones I know is the one gay one in San Jose.
Yeah. So, the other movie is Feral, a new web series premiering later this year. It follows a group of friends that live in an artistic and queer area of Memphis, Tennessee.
What?
They deal with love, depression, loss, Memphis? And friendship. The film's director, Morgan John Fox, describes the show aesthetic as similar to the Instagram dreaminess of HBO's Looking. Fox has created impactful works in the past, such as Blue Citrus, OMG, Haha, and This Is What Love in Action Looks Like. His films boast strong and authentic performances. Named one of the Filmmakers Magazine's 25 New Faces of Independent Film, Fox grew up in the South and often draws inspiration from his upbringing. So
this is interesting. One is a Sundance film. So it's a movie.
Yeah.
The first one is a movie.
Yes. And this is a web series.
And this one's a web series. Okay.
So that sounded interesting.
But you know what's in Memphis,
we'll put
Tennessee.
Links on the website so you can go check them out.
Have you been in Memphis before?
No.
No?
Not since Elvis died. Which was just last week, wasn't it?
Last week? He just died last week.
Well, last week.
Have you ever been to Graceland?
35 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Was it? I can't remember.
Yes, I think so.
Have you ever been to Graceland before?
No.
That was in Memphis. Back in 2007, I joined the Bears of Nashville. So I remember. That's the only memory of Tennessee for me, Nashville and Memphis. And it was a Bear. It's called Bear Jam back then in Tennessee. So anyway, it was exciting. It was a Bear weekend. Okay, so... what else do we have, Ray? So we loved... What is this? I didn't get to read this. Okay, I'll just be surprised.
Okay. Surprise.
Okay. So we love the bubble, but how much will we pay for it? What's this about? Okay, we're going to find out. What is the perfect you? Some look for an internal happiness, satisfaction with your job, relationship with family and friends and health. Others feel the perfect you needs to be defined by your external appearance. Others look to model themselves after what they see as perfect in others and try to make that happen for themselves. One man recently has spent almost six figures, wow, and 100 or so surgeries to become the perfect person he wants to be. This should be a bizarre. Can we be judgy and say hell no? What the fuck are you doing to your body? Yeah, it's pretty much people's reaction. Or are we supportive because this man is making himself into the man he wants to be? Do we say it's his life and his money and his body and be happy for him? I guess it's kind of a border. I mean, if you have a lot of money. How different is this than a woman getting breast implants? Good point.
Yep.
I met this amazingly nice, attractive man out one night. We started talking about his training and his working out. It came up that he was using steroids, and that was his plan, to use and get as big as he could. I was like, okay, that's your choice. It's your one life, you need to live it up. I surprised myself with that response, that it was his choice to do steroids to alter his body. What are your thoughts on... body transformation and may it be medicinal or surgical.
Yeah. The article is actually about a young man named Joey, which has had 50 plus Botox shots and procedures done to his forehead, crow's feet, brows, nose, and chin, 25 plus lip procedures, 5 nose procedures, 1 upper arm tattoo removal, 1 underarm sweat gland removal, 2 brow lifts, and 15 cheekbone fillers. And plus, he's had the butt implants. And he, and once you see the pictures on the link, his butt looks unnatural.
Let me see. I'll be the judge of that.
He looks
big. Oh, okay.
So I thought it was very interesting how the article was talking about. Is this something that we support, condone? Because this is a guy transforming. And we've had people that have become Ken dolls, played for the plastic surgery to become a Ken doll. People pay for chest implants, breast implants, penis implants.
I know a few.
So is it? Should we be accepting that somebody wants to change themselves?
Well, it is. Well, if you look at it in a woman's perspective, that they alter their bodies because of breast implants, they do that. And I don't know. I'm kind of on the border in that one because I like it all natural. So having to do fake stuff like, you know, implants just to, because I know someone, it didn't like look natural at all. He had butt implants too, and it was a softball player. We were playing softball, and then oh my god, his butt is really in the way because it's really big for some reason. It's these are obviously implants, and it's not even good looking. I don't know. That's
is this person a bottom?
I would imagine he would. He is. He likes showing off his booty. Yeah.
I guess I wonder if there's more bounce to his pounce now.
Well, yeah, it would be, yeah. And I know someone also who had chest, I played softball with him too. He put the chest implants. And yeah, it looks big. It looks a little bit more natural. But the other guy who had butt implants, that was kind of weird. Kind of weird looking.
Well, I mean, you know.
How about you?
Me being a big sci-fi fan, I mean, what's going to be the next step is when we do body modifications with techno-organic materials, genetic modifications. What if we want to grow a pair of wings?
Oh, now that is kind of... Wait.
What if we want to look like a cheetah? I mean, go back, look at the Hunger Games. I mean, in theory, if they went along with the book, some of those people would have been genetically modified to look different.
Mm. Yeah, I remember there are people who either painted themselves. So what's the difference between that? People painting
well,
themselves.
Well, in the movies, they only painted themselves. In the books, they did genetic modifications.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like the guy that played the president does not look like Donald Sutherland in the book. I mean, he looked like a big Cheshire cat in the book, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Can't remember anymore, but yeah.
So, I mean, that's the whole thing. Do we encourage people to, if they can afford it, to go live out their dreams and become the person they want to be? I mean, look at Octomom. She doesn't look. She went and had all that surgery and doesn't look natural anymore. But she thinks she looks good.
Okay,
they're the female impersonators that go out and have plastic surgery, so they look like Cher or other stars that they impersonate.
Yeah, because they're entertainers. So,
but is that where you draw the line? Well, they're an entertainer.
Yes,
they can do
entertainers.
That.
They can do that. Yeah, why can they do that? Because that is their profession.
How do you know that's just how you know that's professional choice? What if they're doing that just because they want to change their body and using that as the scapegoat?
That could be, but do they earn money out of it? It's just like actors. Why do they have plastic surgeries? Actors have plastic surgeries because they want to look like how they started when they were acting, because they want to preserve their look so they could be more still marketable.
Well, there's one thing to do stuff to preserve your looks. There's another thing to modify your body.
Well, yeah, that's
as true. This person in the article is doing.
Yeah, but what is he trying to be, though? I mean, it's really excessive. And if it's coming to a point that you're selling your house just to modify to give yourself a big butt, that's kind of.
But
different.
That's his choice.
Yeah, it is his choice. But of course, you can't avoid people judging it. If you ask me, you're doing the wrong choices. That's all I would just say. That you're in the wrong choice. There are other people who would rather have better use of that money than to, because you know you're already good looking, and why do you still you've had 50 Botox for treatments? You have surgeries.
People say
you've
made the wrong choices for being gay.
Really? So being gay is a choice now.
I'm just saying that's the way some people look at it.
Oh yeah, some people. But
I mean, it's the same thing about being transgender. I mean, people say it's a choice.
Yeah, that's what the misconception
is. So when they do the surgeries to change their body to reflect their insides, is that any different than this?
Yeah, I don't know about sexual orientation. That's called it totally different. But when it comes to actual body modification, because I don't know, it's for you to feel good, I guess. But if it's too much, like you're spending more than $100,000 just to have those surgeries.
Well, I mean, plastic surgery is expensive.
Yeah,
gender reassignment surgery is expensive. I mean, and if they can afford it.
Oh, wait. Gender reassignment is because that's a little different. Because
how's it different? They're making a choice to do that.
Well, that's true, but then they're trying to be true to themselves. So you're saying this guy is trying
to be true to himself. That's what I'm saying. I mean, that's what the guy's pointing out. He said, do we judge him or we say, what the fuck are you doing to yourself? So that's what I put the whole article in that far.
So let's ask the audience, what do you guys think? I mean, is it a what the fuck situation or is it something that his money, his choice, whatever he wants to do, he can? Is it excessive? Is it something you're going to judge people like that? I don't know. So... what do you think, Ray?
I think we're going to start a crowdfunder for my penis transplant surgery.
Your penis reduction?
Penis transplant surgery.
Oh, okay.
So I can get a bigger one.
Oh, okay. I thought it was already big. You want to reduce it?
No. No, never reduce.
Never reduce. Okay, let's go to the geek. Mr. Robot has its own official mobile game now. So Mr. Robot 1.5 Exfiltration is disguised as the E-Corp, you know, Evil Corp. Messenger service with mysteries lurking beneath. I should download this at some point. If you're looking for some extra Mr. Robot while the second season plays out, then there is now a mobile game to keep you entertained. Mr. Robot 1.5 Exfiltration is available for iOS and Android and is packaged up like a fictional corporate messenger platform for the fictional Evil Corp. Once inside, players will begin communicating with colleagues and hunt for data that can uncover the evils that lurk at the company's heart. The title is being published by Telltale Games, but was actually developed by Night School Studio, the creators of indie adventure Oxenfree. That title was roundly praised by our Jess Condit earlier this year, and the game's soundtrack was released on vinyl a few months later. With a critically acclaimed developer and a similarly beloved publisher snapping this up for $2.99 on the App Store and Google Play, seems like a no-brainer. I might check it out, maybe not, because I, you know what, Ray, I haven't finished. I only watched the first episode of the second season of Mr. Robot.
See, last year you'd watched them all, and I was playing catch up. And this season, I've watched them all except for the one that. Yeah, I think I've actually watched them all. And you're playing catch up. So.
Yeah, I'm gonna. So there. So touche. Well, I couldn't find time. I've been traveling a lot, and they've been busy.
It's nice, you know, it's nice to be rich. Travel all
over
the world.
Well, it's not that. It's bad to be. To be demanded by your family all the time.
Uh-huh. And for lifestyles of the rich and famous.
Right. But anyway, I've been busy. I've been busy studying too because, you know, you saw me after putting this all together, this podcast, I need to do some studying.
I know how to get back on my studying. I didn't do too good this weekend. So anyway.
Okay, so next one is the bizarre. Why don't I take this because it's my story and you take the other two.
Okay.
Okay, the bizarre here. Okay, this kind of very familiar to me because some of my coworkers are of Indian descent, and they talk about this kite flying in India, and they have these dog fights, and they were telling me about glass laced strings that they use for their kites. And this story here is kind of bizarre, kind of sad, but this is kind of, you know, it is bizarre because it has come to a point that it's already very dangerous. So two children, one man killed as glass-laced kite strings slit throats in Delhi. So tragedy struck India's capital territory on Monday, three times as the kite flying that characterizes Independence Day celebrations turned deadly. Every year, thousands of Indians take to their roofs and to the streets to fly kites on August 15th. For many, one of the most enjoyable aspects of the flying kite is the competitive nature of flying a kite. The object is to make your kite dive at another in such a way that its strings cut cuts the string of other kite, causing it to fall. See, this glass-laced. Then usually a second game ensues for the gaggle of children who have been watching the aerial battle. They scramble to follow the nipped kite as it falls, racing to be the one who can retrieve it for its owner. Aw, very nice. In recent years, though, some have taken kite fighting to a dangerous extreme. Shops that sell kites began stocking glass-laced kite strings to make it easier to cut others' strings. On Monday, three people's throats were unintentionally slit by that kind of string, which is colloquially known as Chinese manja.
Oh, so the Chinese are involved in this. This explains a lot.
So Delhi's High Court had asked the city's government to raise awareness about, if not ban, Chinese manjas before Independence Day. But it appears bureaucratic inefficiency prevented timely action on the matter. So two of the victims were children, 3 and 4, and their names were Sanchi and Harry, an Indian, you know, boy named Harry. Okay.
Harry Potter.
Both were in cars in their... There's both in their cars. Both were in cars with their parents sticking their heads out of the sunroofs when they got caught in Chinese manjas that were entangled in trees and or wires above the road. So pictures published... There are pictures. God, this is so gruesome. Pictures published in the Indian press show Sanchi's parents' car smeared with blood. Both children were pronounced dead on arrival at hospitals. A 22-year-old who was riding with his motorcycle on an overpass died in a similar way. So it's really sad that people die because
they got clotheslined.
Yes.
And pretty much cut their heads off. I bet that's probably what happened.
Well, not really cut off their heads.
Well, I don't know. If they're driving along in the car and their heads are sticking out the top and that rope cuts it and it's got glass in it, it doesn't take much to really slit your throat and cut your head off.
Well, slit your throat.
I mean, last week we had the poor kid that got decapitated at the water park.
How? Where? I didn't know that.
Do you not remember talking about that article last week?
Water park?
Yeah, maybe we didn't talk about it. Maybe we talked about it here. But yeah, there's that big new tallest water slide in Oklahoma what's it called? Schlitterbahn in Oklahoma.
Oh, that's a key word that I would have remembered. We didn't talk about it last week.
Okay, it must have been somebody else. That's right. You were out of town this weekend, so it was somebody else I was talking to. But the kid actually got decapitated on the water slide.
How? I mean,
And his father's like a senator of the state or something like that. We'll have to find the story.
Oh, my God.
But he come down, and he was going so fast that when he come down over one of the things, it flipped him sideways, and it caught his head to hit the side of the thing, and it popped it off.
Oh, God, that's horrible. Nobody's going to go
more
to that
people die of decapitations and most other things. They just don't publish it, especially in car wrecks.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
car wrecks. We went and saw Jane Mansfield. Her car. You remember?
Oh, yes. We went there. What is it? Last year?
During Mardi Gras.
Oh, during Mardi Gras. We dove over there.
Speaking of decapitation. So.
Okay. Anyway, okay. So let's move on. More bizarre. We have more bizarres here. Okay, right.
Okay. The D will get you every time. We know the dick will make you slap somebody, but this week it may have caused a Japanese pole vaulter to lose his Olympic dreams. The video has been floating around social media of Hirooki Okita's penis knocking off the bar during the 5.45-meter pole vault event.
See, Asians do have big dicks.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you pausing, Ray?
Hirooki Okita's dream of Olympic glory was sidelined on Monday, August 15th, when the Japanese pole vaulter failed to clear the 5.45-meter bar. Video from the YouTube shows the 28-year-old athlete's knees first rattled the bar, which remained locked in until his penis dragged it down. Okita's arms then followed the already crashing bars as his face became anguished, both from disappointment and, frankly, it was probably physically uncomfortable. The good news is he can seek redemption in 2020 in front of his home country in the Tokyo Games.
So his dick was really big that it actually grabbed the bar.
Well, he was so close to the bar that their spandex is so tight, all the D's hanging out, and it just caught it and pushed it on down. And you can see it catch it and catch up under his balls and all that kind of stuff
that'll
if you watch the video. That
would be painful.
So if you haven't seen the video, go look at the links on the webpage. Now, second bazaar, God, I love America, and it's in Florida too, no less.
I thought it was Austin. No. Oh, his name is Austin.
Austin, yes. No, this is in Florida. All the crazy people live in Florida. College student Austin
Haroof
accused of killing two people and eating victim's face.
Ah.
A college student killed a Florida couple and then tried to eat the face of one of the victims on Monday, an act that appeared to be entirely at random, local law enforcement said. Police said the 19-year-old Florida State University student Austin Haroof had been at a restaurant with his parents in Tequesta when he stormed off on foot. John Joseph Stevens III, 59, and his wife, Michelle Stevens, 53, were sitting in their garage when Haroof approached and angrily stabbed them to death, police said. The suspect was also accused of stabbing a neighbor who tried to intervene. When deputies arrived, they had difficulty subduing Haroof, who plays football and wrestles. Police said he was grunting and growling as he tried to eat the male victim's face, according to a UPI. One deputy immediately closed the gap between herself and Haroof and realized that he was actually biting the victim in the face and causing what turned out to be substantial trauma. Martin County Sheriff William Snyder told CBS Miami. She deployed a taser, but the stun gun had little effect on Haroof. Eventually, he was overpowered by several deputies and a police dog was called.
My God, it's got to be a zombie.
Haroof was transported to an area hospital where police said he was making animal sounds and may not survive, the station reported. The unidentified neighbor was undergoing surgery for stab wounds. The couple kid on attack went over for hanging out in the garage, which had turned into a lounge with a door wide open. Sounds like they're from Houston. Mm-hmm. They called it their Garage Mahal, according to the Miami Herald. So was this kid storming off from his parents? Was he on drugs? Was he crazy? Was he doing some bath salts?
Probably bath salts.
Or something, you know. Don't know what the deal was there, but when you go crazy and start stabbing people and trying to eat their face off. And why the man's face? Why not the woman's face?
I know. Maybe.
Makeup, maybe?
Maybe.
Maybe too much plastic surgery?
He can't eat plastic. Or maybe the guy was eating barbecue and his face tasted better than the other.
I don't know, but that was just a bizarre, weird one right there.
Mm-hmm. I found a few ones, but I couldn't find them anymore. I found it in my phone. But sometimes I have problems getting some stories from my phone. And they end up just finding it, you know. I find it in my phone, but I couldn't post it on a Geeky Bazaar Facebook page. But, so speaking of Facebook page, thanks to Cesar for the articles that he's been posting on Facebook, facebook.com/gaygeekbazaar. So I guess that's it.
That's the show.
Thank you guys for listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@gaygeekbazaar.com.
Or call and leave us a voicemail at 281-947-2327. That's 281-947-2327.
Yes. You should play in the show if you send us a voicemail. We haven't had a voicemail yet.
Yeah, please call us.
Yes.
We're desperate.
Yeah. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And we are now on SoundCloud and Google Play. And also iTunes and Stitcher Radio. You can catch us there. And go to the official website at gaygeekbazaar.com. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Bye.